Good morning, 735. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Public schools in most states in the nation have adopted Common Core standards for English, language arts, and math. Common Core aims to set clear expectations for student achievement at each grade level, and it requires students to show they actually understand so that learning problems can be identified early and dealt with. Gina Jordan and Martha Dalton team up for a State Impact Florida report on Common Core practices in Florida and across the state line in Georgia.
The story was about a gingerbread man getting loose in the school.
These kindergartners in Tallahassee are learning to read using the new Common Core standards. The students have to show they understand what they're reading.
The gingerbread man got stuck on the ball,
and this is when he broke his toe.
Their teacher, Catherine Kenton, says comprehension is the primary focus.
And so I added in a gingerbread theme to make it fun for this week and just looked at the standards and designing my lessons and seeing what I needed to focus on.
Florida is phasing in Common Core over 4 years. This is the second year.
And I just find that the kids are learning a lot more because I think I'm paying a lot more attention to the details when I look at the standards.
Gilchrist Elementary School Principal David Soles says one of the ideas behind Common Core is that students should be learning at the same pace from state to state.
If you move from Georgia to Florida, they're learning the same things in second grade that you'd be learning there.
And to determine how well kids are learning around the country, federal Race to the Top grants are being used to design two kinds of Common Core testing. Florida is developing tests to measure how well students can read complex writing, complete research projects, and work with digital media. Those tests will be used in 21 other states, plus the District of Columbia. Right now, the FCAT is given once a year. The new tests will be given throughout the year. For State Impact Florida, I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
I'm Martha Dalton in Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia is beginning to use the same Common Core standards that Florida first started phasing in last year. Students in Stormy Johnson's third grade math class at the Marietta Center for Advanced Academics are tackling word problems.
What else does the problem give us? We know 28 and all. Prenna.
We know 28, but we don't know the item number.
We don't know.
Prenna goes on to solve the problem, then Sean raises his hand.
I disagree because
that's what students in Common Core states are learning to do, explain their reasoning. And Mrs. Johnson says that means they have to do more than simple calculations.
I need you to show me you understand the procedures with a picture and sentences, so that's been the tricky part for the kids.
As the students break into groups to continue working on problems, Swarat Kulkarni explains how he used a diagram to solve a problem.
I have three boxes, and there's 24 pencils. 24 divided by 3 is 8, like so. So my answer is 8 pencils are in each box.
Students aren't the only ones working harder. Teachers are too. The Common Core is a set of standards, not a full curriculum. That means teachers like Stormy Johnson have to come up with lessons to teach the concepts.
Teachers are really doing a good job teaching it. They're spending lots and lots of time on just figuring out what is the best way to teach the skill.
And since current textbooks weren't written with the Common Core in mind, teachers are basically on their own. Both Georgia and Florida are scheduled to start using the new test within 2 years. For State Impact Florida, I'm Martha Dalton in Atlanta.
Find out what an elementary school principal in Florida has to say about Common Core and see other stories from State Impact Florida at WUSFnews.org.